Taiwan's stock market soared on Wednesday after Wall Street rallied for a second straight day. The TAIEX climbed 542 points to close at 20,131 on turnover of 427.5 billion Taiwan dollars. Nvidia stock surged overnight on the Nasdaq, giving a boost to Taiwan tech stocks like TSMC, Hong Hai, and MediaTek. TSMC closed up 29 NT at 783 NT. One analyst says the TAIEX has the potential to rise further so long as Wall Street's rally continues. But the analyst expects short-term volatility and warned traders against chasing highs. A bipartisan delegation from the U.S. Congress is visiting Taiwan. It's led by Secretary of the House Republican Conference Lisa McClain, and it was preceded by President-elect Lai Ching-te on Tuesday. During the meeting, Lai thanked the Congress for its recent pro-Taiwan legislation. McClain said Taiwan was a linchpin for regional stability, adding that China was not a friend of the U.S.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Ahead of the presidential inauguration on May 20th, Secretary of the House Republican Conference Lisa McClain has led a bipartisan delegation to Taiwan. The group met with President-elect Lai Ching-te on Tuesday.
In the future, in addition to implementing the four-pillar plan for peace I mentioned previously, my administration will continue the efforts of Taiwan to maintain peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. We will also collaborate more with like-minded nations such as the U.S. and promote deeper Taiwan-U.S. ties.
Waves of U.S. lawmakers have visited in recent weeks to show support for Taiwan. McClain had high praise for Taiwan's people on Tuesday.
The people of Taiwan have built a vibrant democracy, a thriving economy. Their success stands as testament to the power of freedom and the indomitable human spirit. It's a linchpin of stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region.
To get the Taiwan Relations Act approved by Congress 45 years ago, the U.S. Congress and the American people stand with the people of Taiwan. There's no disagreement between Republicans and Democrats on this point.
McClain also spoke on U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to China.
My hope would be that he talks about the importance of peace. China is not our friend economically, educationally, and militarily. We need to make sure that we stand strong as a leader.
Amid China's frequent provocations in the Taiwan Strait, South China Sea, and East China Sea, U.S. officials voice hope for closer cooperation with Taiwan and other like-minded countries to safeguard stability in the Indo-Pacific region.
The U.S. Congress has passed a $95 billion U.S. dollar aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The package cleared the House over the weekend, and the Senate has passed it 80-19.
The yeas are 80, the nays are 19. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn having voted in the affirmative, the motion is agreed to.
We tell our allies, we stand with you. We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us. We tell the world, the United States will do everything to safeguard democracy and our way of life.
Alliances matter. Foreign nations' respect for American interests depends on our willingness to defend them.
The package of bills includes $61 billion U.S. dollars for Ukraine and $26 billion U.S. dollars for Israel. Another $8 billion U.S. dollars will be used to support Taiwan and maintain peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. The package also includes a ban on TikTok in the U.S. if its Chinese owner doesn't sell its stake within a year. The KMT wants to prolong nuclear power generation in Taiwan. It's pushing a bill that will make it possible to extend the lifespan of nuclear power plants by removing the deadline for extension applications. The bill is drawing strong opposition, with civic groups set to stage a protest on April 27th. A DPP lawmaker slammed the proposal, saying the KMT was being irresponsible over the issues of nuclear waste and nuclear safety.
Broadcasting Corporation of China Chair Zhao Shaokang and KMT lawmakers rally in support of nuclear power.
How many outages have there been in Taoyuan? They have also happened in Taipei's Eastern Shopping District and in Tainan. There isn't enough electricity. Haven't we had a lot of earthquakes recently? They struck Hualien hard. Were the nuclear power plants affected? The lifespan of the first, second, and third nuclear power plants should be extended, and construction should resume on the fourth plant after an expert evaluation.
Taiwan has already decommissioned its first and second nuclear plants, based in New Taipei Shimen and Wanli respectively. Two units at the third plant in Pingdong are slated for decommissioning this July and next May, when their 40-year licenses expire. Under current regulations, applications to extend the service of nuclear power plants must be submitted 5 years before a license expires. The KMT argues that there should be no time limit on renewal applications and that nuclear units should be allowed to operate as long as safety conditions are met. But environmental groups have repeatedly demonstrated over issues including nuclear waste storage, the functionality of aging units, and their seismic resistance.
The KMT is focused on using nuclear power, but they aren't showing a responsible attitude about problems including nuclear waste. That is everyone's biggest concern. Since Taiwan is an earthquake-prone area, how can we ensure nuclear safety? We will, of course, respect any amendments passed by the Legislative Yuan.
With the KMT advocating for extending the plant's lifespan, civic groups plan to demonstrate outside the Legislative Yuan on April 27th to voice their opposition.
As part of the government's policy to increase English proficiency in Taiwan, the government is encouraging local news outlets and media producers to add English subtitles to their programs. As part of the government's 2030 Bilingual Nation policy, the goal is not only to increase foreigners' understanding of Taiwan, but also help locals improve their English skills. One such TV program that is embracing the policy is Taiwan History. With Mandarin audio and English subtitles, it narrates a detailed history of Taiwan with a scope that covers food, nature, society, and industry.
现炸的咸酥鸡热得冒烟，蒸煮炒炸，数十种小吃，一道一道拼凑起台湾民众最熟悉的台味记忆。
Memories of delicious food that resonate with the Taiwan public have been collected in a series of videos. This version is bilingual, with a Mandarin audio and English subtitles.
除了拉山国家森林游乐区，北横沿线还有一个知名的神木聚落，就是宜兰县境内的七兰山神木园区。这里巨木参天，数量可观。
The Ministry of Culture has launched an international digital communication development program, encouraging news and media outlets to develop creative skills and reach out to the world. The program Taiwan History has joined the plan, producing episodes with English subtitles that are broadcast on television and online.
1985年，张忠谋决定将妻儿留在美国，独自来台，担任工研院院长。
From Taiwan's culinary culture to natural landscapes and industrial development, the program chronicles Taiwan's history and society in detail. The goal is to not just let foreign audiences better understand Taiwan, but help locals improve their English skills.
Well, April is firefly season, and there's a new location in Taipei where the glowing insects can be seen. A project to hatch fireflies outside an office in Tianmu has been a big success. Local people are amazed to find fireflies on their own doorsteps for the first time. The project is a collaboration between the National Training Institute for Farmers Organizations and New Taipei Farmers Association. They hope the population of fireflies will remain and become part of the local ecosystem.
Tiny green lights flicker and flash in a sea of black. Visitors are delighted by these fireflies dancing in large groups. Even if you've seen them before, you probably haven't seen them in Taipei City.
真的很意外。
It's a real surprise, because I think it's very hard to cultivate fireflies here in Tianmu. They have a green light on their bum, so we call them green bums. I think it's surprising. We used to go to Jingtong and that area to see them.
These ponds are outside the National Training Institute for Farmers Organizations. They realized the ponds might be suitable for firefly larvae because they had fresh running water and snails. In March, 1,000 Aquatica ficta fireflies were hatched in the area. Come April, the clouds of dancing green bums are visible every night after sundown.
We hope to achieve an ecological equilibrium and for it to be environmentally sustainable. With the support of New Taipei City's Farmers Association, who have been guiding us through it, we brought in some firefly larvae and set them free here. There is the good water quality they need and plenty of food, so they were able to grow into maturity successfully. It's a wonderful surprise for our own employees to find the fireflies flying like this in our own city.
The association has set up an information sign next to the hatching pond to warn visitors not to use strong lights or camera flashes when they admire the fireflies, as these will scare them away.
Hualien residents went back to school and work on Wednesday following a string of earthquakes the day before, which are believed to be aftershocks of the magnitude 7.2 earthquake on April 3rd. At Huagang Junior High School, the tremors left cracks on the walls and on a basketball court. School administrators plan to offer psychological support to help students process their emotions after the quakes.
This was caused by the April 3rd earthquake, but the quakes on April 23rd made it worse.
Here in a school restroom, large cracks cover the walls and broken tiles litter the floor.
We are on top of a fault zone, so whenever there is a movement, we get running cracks like these.
There's damage even at an outdoor basketball court. Large fissures run across the surface, and a large hole renders the court unusable.
This crack was caused by the earthquakes on April 23rd.
After a day's suspension, class was back in session on Wednesday. Students seemed unfazed by the recent seismic activity, but for parents, it was a different story.
Of course I'm worried, because the earthquake left heavy damage in our area. We live on Gongzhen Street. Now, I tell my kid to hurry back to our shop after class and to avoid going to dangerous places.
Following the recent cluster of quakes, the school plans to ramp up its disaster response education.
We carry out routine disaster drills. Today, we also plan to reinforce proper disaster response concepts. It's especially important after an earthquake. We need to remind our students routinely of these things. Besides that, one of our top priorities is helping students process any psychological distress they may have.
Following multiple earthquakes, the people of Hualien are returning to normalcy. Across the county, infrastructure repairs are underway to restore peace of mind to the community.
The winners are out for this year's Edison Awards, which are known as the Oscars of Innovation. The Industrial Technology Research Institute, or ITRI, claimed its highest number of awards yet, 1 gold and 3 silvers. It won gold for its pioneering eye drop technology for glaucoma. ITRI said the awards are a testament to Taiwan's strengths in biomedical, textile, and display technologies.
It's an eye drop that effectively reduces eye pressure. This first in Taiwan technology, known as the novel dual-targeted therapy for glaucoma, is shown to be 3 times more effective than existing medications on the global market. It also comes with fewer side effects. Already patented in Europe and the US, the therapy earned a gold medal at the 2024 Edison Awards, a first for any ophthalmic innovation from Taiwan.
This award is proof of Taiwan's research capabilities in developing new medications. We hope to break into a new ophthalmic drug market and compete at an international level.
Another award-winning technology is the key functional cell identity. Designed to support allogeneic cell therapy, it is a precise and standardized screening platform that quickly filters out unsuitable therapeutic cells. This technology can be applied to treat more than 40 medical conditions, including myocardial infarction and diabetes. diabetes. It won a silver at this year's Edison Awards.
Being recognized by the Edison Awards is no small feat. It requires not just innovative research and development, but most importantly, the ability to reach the commercial market.
You're like an innovation factory. And you take not just the product that you're looking at, but you're looking at the entire process and how it fits within the supply chain, how it's making people's lives better. We couldn't be happier for your attendance this year as well.
This is the eighth consecutive year that eTree was honored at the Edison Awards. This year, the awards received nearly 400 submissions from around the world. eTree won a gold and three silvers, its highest number of medals yet. The accolades testify to Taiwan's strengths in biomedical, textile, and display technologies.
Now here's a good way to combine the senses of taste and sight. Taipei has launched its second double-decker restaurant bus. The bus serves up Taiwanese delicacies from a five-star hotel while traveling across the city. FTV reporter Stephanie Yang has the highlights.
This double-decker restaurant bus stops at the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall, Taipei 101, the Taipei Dome, and other local attractions. Only a few double-decker dining cars like this exist in the world.
Only six cities in the world have such a double-decker dining car. So in that sense, coming to Taipei is like going to Paris, Tokyo, Osaka, Hong Kong, and Bangkok.
The car's menu was created by a five-star hotel. It features the hotel's beef noodles for lunch, French desserts for afternoon tea, and a spicy beef brisket set meal for dinner. The dining experience lasts approximately an hour and a half.
Our data shows that about 30% of riders are foreigners. Singaporeans and Hong Kong people are the most common. So we just think that unique cars like this are worth promoting. Since December 2022, about 39,000 people have experienced our double-decker restaurant bus. We hope that with support from the city government and through the efforts of our industry members, we can drive up passenger numbers.
Taipei's first double-decker restaurant bus took off in December 2021, but it faced challenges due to the pandemic. The Taipei City government hopes that the new bus will attract more visitors to Taiwan. FTV reporter Stephanie Yang and Guo Nanhong in Taipei.
Convenience stores have been diversifying their offerings in recent years, even selling things like freshly made honey-roasted chicken cutlets. Looking to meet summer demand, one chain is banking on two special fruit teas. It has even installed cup-sealing machines at 3,500 locations to make the drinks easier to take out.
I'm giving my cup a good shake, but this isn't a drink shop. It's a convenience store. It recently installed a sealing machine to make takeout easier.
No need for a lid. With a sealed top, there's no difference between a tea from a convenience store and a drink shop.
It's not bad. It's easier for workers to drink from. It doesn't have as many options as a drink shop, but if I'm looking for something convenient, the price is about the same, so I'll still get it.
Taiwanese love to buy from drink shops. With nearly 1.1 billion cups sold every year, convenience stores see potential in the market, with one chain installing sealing machines in 3,500 locations.
There are three elements to it: the taste of the fruit tea, the texture of the toppings, and the fun of shaking it. Combined with the convenience of being available 24 hours a day and the ubiquity of locations, we hope that it will boost overall sales by 10% to 20%.
Another chain has turned into a chicken shop by selling freshly made honey-roasted cutlets topped with an irresistible sauce. It's now offered at 80 locations. Convenience stores are constantly thinking up new services to carve out a niche in the competitive market. Yet with every new offering, workers are left to juggle even more on the job.
Have you ever dropped something into a storm drain? In Taipei, all you need to do is call 1999 and a sanitary worker will help you retrieve it. According to the Taipei Department of Environmental Protection, more than 900 items were lost in gutters last year. Yet, whereas 10 years ago the most common items were keys, now wireless earbuds are lost most often.
平常走在路上，不少人。
When walking along the street, you need to pay attention to the storm drains and hold on to your stuff. If you're not careful, things could fall in. Do you know what the most common item is?
应该是那个戒指或者
Probably rings or a piece of jewelry or something.
也是 AirPod. 对。
I think it's wireless earbuds because it happened to my friend. When passing storm drains, I'll pay extra careful attention.
According to the Taipei Department of Environmental Protection, over 900 items were retrieved from storm drains last year. Earbuds topped the list at 352, followed by keys and phones. Other things like credit cards, EZ cards, and other small items are particularly easy to lose. The department has even received a call about a lost family ring, but it was thankfully able to be retrieved.
If people aren't careful when walking, they can drop small things into the drains. We get calls at all hours of the day and will quickly send help to fish the item out.
After dialing 1999, a sanitary worker will be dispatched immediately to help dig in the gutter to retrieve their things from the dark depths of the sewers.
A weather front brought downpours across the west coast on Wednesday. As of 5 p.m., the heaviest rainfall was recorded on Hung Long Mountain in Miaoli, with accumulation reaching 160 millimeters. In Taipei's Neihu, strong winds toppled a large tree, briefly halting traffic. Widespread flooding was also reported.
The rainfall will be most significant on Friday. Intermittent showers or thunderstorms are expected nationwide. The central and southern parts of the island marked in red are at risk for heavy rain or even extremely heavy rain. The north and northeast can also expect localized heavy rain.
The Central Weather Administration forecasts a respite from the rain Thursday morning, but this break will be short-lived. By the afternoon, another front is set to sweep in with even more downpours. So keep your rain gear close at hand.